A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Sanhedrin Kuf Yud, Sanhedrin 110, pagination is 219. We'll start on the facing page, four lines up. The topic that we're dealing with at this point is Adas Korach, the congregation of Korach, which rebelled against Moshe. And our Gemara explores two very different couples and their relationships, On ben Peles and his wife, and on the other hand, Korach and his wife. And what we find is that a person has experiences, but the effect of those experiences is really the result of those who help him or her interpret them. The model over here is On ben Peles experiencing things, and Korach experiencing things, and then they come home with those experiences, and their wives help them understand what it is that they're experiencing and how they should feel. On ben Peles has a wife that sets him in a good direction, and he ends up surviving the Korach rebellion, even though he was initially aligned with them. And Korach, starting the rebellion, starts it because of the way his wife urges him to understand his experiences. Obviously, these are simply models for what happens to people. It's not always that it's the man doing the experiencing and his wife doing the interpreting or influencing him how to interpret. Sometimes it's a woman experiencing with the man helping them interpret. Sometimes it's men, women, a person, him or herself interpreting. But a lot of life is not really the experience, but how we take it. Amar Rav, Rav said, On ben Peles, Ishto Hitzilaso. On ben Peles was saved by his wife. Amrale, she told him, after one of these rallies with Korach, My nafgalach mina, what difference does this whole thing make to you? Ima Rabba and Talmida, if this one is the Rebbe, the leader, then you're going to be the student. Ve'ima Rabba and Talmida, and if the other one wins, you're also going to be a student. It really makes no difference to you. Now, of course, what's dangerous over here is if the person were to respond, oh, I'm not doing it because it makes a difference to me. I'm doing it as a holy cause, which holy causes are particularly concerning. We need to know, as the wife of On ben Peles says, why are you involved here? Amar lo, so he acknowledged the truth of her words, but he said, Maya Avid, what can I possibly do? Havoi be'etza, I'm involved with their plot. V'ishtavoi li bahadayu, and I already made an oath not to remove myself from the group. And the advice of his wife is going to be to sidestep it, because he already has a righteous commitment to Korach's rebellion, and she's going to show him how to sidestep it. Omra, she said, Yodana, I know, Dekula Kenishta Kadisha Ninhu, that this entire gathering of Korach, they're very holy. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, which she's not quoting the Pasuk, it didn't happen yet, but she understood this was the agenda and this was what the Torah is going to record about them. And this is what Korach claimed in his rebellion. Again, but it's later recorded in the Torah. Ki chol ha'eda kulam kidoshim. The entire congregation is so holy, we don't need you, leader Moshe. That's Korach's claim. So On ben Peles' wife understood all this and was going to use it to her advantage. Now, the intonation here is a little sophisticated. On the one hand, she's just calling a spade a spade. I know that they're very righteous. On the other hand, she's aware that this is their very flaw. They think they're very holy. Amralei, she said, Tov, just take it easy. I'm going to be able to save you. Ashkita chamra, she gave him to drink wine. Va'avise va'agnise gavoi, and she set him up in an inner room in their home, in their tent. Osve albava, and then she put herself by the door. V'sesarta lemazye, and she undid her hair. Kolda osa, anybody who came to their tent, chazya, peeked in why they're not answering the door and saw her making her hair. Hodar, and they were taken aback, like, I can't go in, I can't knock anymore. I see the woman is doing her hair, and it's not sneistic. And as she anticipated, Kulam Kedoshim, they're very holy people. They're so holy that they're taking their holiness to rebel against the Rebbe. Parenthetically, the wife of On Ben Peles is presumably the person who wins the contest on how long she groomed herself, how long she did her hair. And adahachi vahachi, by stalling in this way, ivla'ulahu, the congregation of Korach was swallowed up, the rebellion was done away with, and she was able to save her husband. In contrast, Itse de Korach, the wife of Korach, Amrale told him, Chazima ka'ovid Moshe, look what Moshe's doing to you. Iuhu Malko, he made himself the equivalent of a king. La'achu ashav yekane rabo, he made his brother the Kohen Gadol. Levneyachu yishavinu sagonei techano, and in the family he made them the assistants to the Kohen. Iasya teruma, if they bring teruma, amati have a lekohen, give it to the kohen. Iasya meiser, dishakiltu atun, and even if meiser, the tithe is brought, which goes to the Levi. Amari says, oh, havuchad miyud lekohen, give a tithe to the kohen from that. Va'od, and not only that, the guy is lele mezaichu, he shaves your hair. Umatala luchu kikufsa, eino yoav b'mazaichu, he's disrespecting you very great way. Amalah. So Korach responded, you know, your logic is not really perfect. Ha'iu nami ka'ovid. He's also shaving himself. He's a Levi. Amralei, she said, I have an interpretation for that. Kevin de kulu rabusa de day, since it's all his doing. Omar iu nami tamus nafshim pelishtim. He's having a lot of fun, because everybody's looking foolish because of his directive, and she has an interpretation, even as he tries to explain that everything is legitimate. So her expression, metala luchu ki kufsa, he's treating you like a piece of dirt. And Korach finds his perception of the events is changing for the negative, to the point that he wants to create a rebellion, and she even suggests what he should do. Va'odika omaluchu aviditu techilta. Moshe is telling you that you should do techeles on atalis. Isakadaita techilta chashiva mitzvah, if really techeles is a mitzvah. Apik limi techilta vikasinu lekulu misiv vasach. Why don't you make talesim, fully of techeles, and everybody should wear that. And you should ask him, does such a garment also need techeles if techeles is so important? And the Mefarshim say that what he was saying was, kulam kedoshim, we're all so holy, we're all so great, we don't need that extra techeles, meaning like that extra leader that's going to create the Jewish people in a healthy dynamic. We're all good. We are all techeles, and we don't need what you're giving us. Hainu dechsiv, this is what's written, Chachmos noshim bansa beisa, the wisdom of women builds the house, Zuishta shon Om Ben Peles. That's the wife of Om Ben Peles, who was able to guide him in a healthy way. Va'avelas biyadater sana. The Gemara quotes Zuishta shal Korach. This is the wife of Korach, that the foolishness is destroying the home, and literally it was swallowed up, all really because of her advice and her interpretation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.